I should say congratulations because the boys' team won the region's meet.
Yeah, that was really exciting. That's what's kind of their goal all season. That's what they've been shooting for. And they did it. They stepped up, and every single person got best times this last weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite impressive.
It is impressive. They did really well.
So even if they didn't win an event, they were having their personal bests.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
And some by huge chunks.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those details. I know that Abel Albach won a few events and the relays.
Yeah, he won his two events, and his 100 free actually was faster than the state record. But to get the state record, you have to do it at the state meet.
At the state. But the potential's there for him to break the state record because he did in regions.
Yep.
Okay. And then what are some of the other highlights?
Evan Marsh did great in the fly and won the backstroke. Skipper Erickson did great in his events. Nels Evans, while he didn't get into the top six, swam lifetime best by huge chunks of time. His 200 free at finals was one of the best races of the whole thing. Aaron Murph swam better than anybody ever expected. Lots of good swimming. We're surprised last night by finding out our 200 medley relay, which was not our fast relay, made it to state. So there's three more kids that get to go. So we're taking nine.
Nine kids get to go to state.
Yeah.
Most of those would be the boys.
Yeah, eight boys and Isabel
for diving.
Diving, and she made the 50 free.
So to back up a little bit, what does it take to get to state?
The first place person in individual events at regions, then the next 12 fastest from the whole state. There's four regions that swim. So 16 kids compete at state.
Okay, so several then from Southeast could go, even if you got third place, say, at regions.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Skipper was third in his races, and he's made both races to state. His 200 free and 100 free.
Okay.
Both went. And the relays, the top one goes, and then just the next four fastest in the state. So I really didn't think our medley relay being third would make it, but.
So which relays get to go to state then? That's three?
We have all three relays going, yeah.
Okay.
Which helps a lot at state scoring.
Okay, and I'm actually new to reporting on swimming, so I'm definitely not the expert, but it does appear by just looking at the times that some of the relay times were just a lot faster than the other teams.
Yeah, yeah.
A pretty big gap there to work with going into state.
Well, yeah, but we made top eight and the state, so that's all that matters. Yeah, we get to go.
Just to get there.
Yeah.
How much does being in a home pool
Oh, I'm sure it helps a lot. I'm not so sure it's about the pool, but it's about sleeping in your own bed the night before and then the night before that. That kind of thing helps a lot. The hometown crowd helps a lot.
And I was there for a little bit of the meet, and I was amazed. I'd never been to a swim meet before, and speaking of the crowd, there was a lot of cheering a lot of loud music that I didn't expect, and just...
It was a pretty exciting meet, and we have a really good crew running it, so it goes really smooth. Our electronics people upstairs are really good. Our stroke and turn people are run by Sue Erickson and... Kate Kowalski, they're all really good. So, yeah, it runs really well. So that makes it easy for everybody to just enjoy it.
So any other highlights that you wanted to touch on with the meet? Any surprises?
Every single one of them. The kids did amazing. Yeah. Every race we had something good happen. It was really fun.
So how do you go from that just great success in regions, and then you have just a few days, and then you're on the plane, the kids are on the plane, they're headed to state, which is, you know, I'm sure regions is pretty exciting, but state would be just a different level for them.
It is that, yeah.
What do you tell them to kind of prepare them, or what are they doing at practice?
We're resting a little bit the next couple days, because that takes a lot out of you, that kind of a meet. But the kids are pretty resilient. They bounce back pretty fast. And we never really overemphasize anything, so they'll go and they'll just get the job done.
So no specific goals or anything, just do your best?
Yep, that's what it always is. Just race.